This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters, I want to share with you a story from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but perhaps a part of the story that you may or may not have heard before. The story is the Battle of Uhud. And as we know, during the Battle of Uhud, the believers suffered great loss. And the battle did not go as many had hoped and expected. But that's not what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about what happened after the Battle of Badr. After the believers had come home, and they were tired and beaten and broken and injured, and perhaps their spirits were a little down. And then the news came to the Muslims that the mushrikun have gathered again. And they've gathered in a location, and they're going to attack the believers again. And in that moment, the Prophet ﷺ gathered some of the companions. And some of the companions, they mustered their strength. They overcame their fear, and they went out with the Prophet ﷺ. And this incident, and the feelings of the Sahaba, the companions, and the forces working against the companions are actually mentioned to us in the Quran. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْقَرْحِ, that those who responded to Allah and His Messenger after the believers were struck with much injury, that لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا مِنْهُمْ, those who did ihsan from amongst them, those who did good after them, وَاتَّقَوْا, and those who had taqwa, the fear and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, there is a great reward. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is singling out the people who, after coming home for battle, they were told they have to go out again. Allah says they responded to Allah and His Messenger, even though they had just come back and they had faced much injury. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of psychologically the forces that were working against them. Because you see, the hypocrites were afraid to go. And the hypocrites, not only did they not want to go themselves, they wanted to stop others from going as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ, those people who the hypocrites said to them, إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ, that certainly the mushrikun, they have gathered against you. So Allah is telling us of these people, those who went out. And then Allah tells us that there are those people who the hypocrites said to them, الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ النَّاسِ, those who the hypocrites said to them, that the people have gathered against you. And they told them, so be fearful. Is it really wise to go right now? Do you think you can really win? You have come home and you're broken and you're injured and we are less in number, and they are gathered their forces together now to fight you. So they told the believers, so fear them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the outcome this had for the believers. Now I want you to put yourself in that position. And I want you to put our ummah today in that position. That after suffering a loss with our spirits down, and then we are given the news that people have gathered against us, the forces have gathered against us, people have gathered their might against us. And so we should be afraid because we are weak, we are few in number, we cannot be victorious, we should be afraid. What is our reaction going to be? Well, we can think about that. And we can think about the reaction of the Sahaba, of the companions, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that their reaction was فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, that for them, it only increased them in iman. And you know the beautiful thing about this verse? Allah says fa. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, and fa usually in Arabic, when you see the fa, it means immediately. It wasn't that they thought about it and they said, you know, we need to muster our strength together, we need to rely upon Allah, we need to strengthen ourselves. No. Immediately they heard this, and it only increased them in iman. وَقَالُوا, and what was their statement? Why were they increased in iman, in faith? Why were they so strong? Because of the numbers? No. Because they had just been victorious? No, the opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, that increased them in iman, and they said, وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ, Allah is sufficient for us against our enemies. Meaning, as long as we have Allah, as long as our faith is strong, as long as Allah is with us, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ, and Allah is the best protector. They may have the people, they may have the might, they may have the strength, but we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, in Allah tells us a few verses afterwards, the message for us, my brothers and sisters. Because they, the companions, radiallahu anhum, they passed their test. And there are people today, as we know, in our ummah, who are passing this test. As we all know, what is happening in Palestine, particularly in Gaza, but other parts of Palestine as well, we know what is happening not only in Palestine, but other parts of the world as well. But the images and videos from Palestine are clear for us. There's no doubt that when the people have gathered against the people of Gaza, that it only increases them in iman. They're being told, leave. They're being told, give up. They're being told, you're going to keep dying and dying and dying. فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا, but it only increases them in iman. It never deters them. It never pushes them back. It never holds them back. They're being told, fear the people. But it only increases them in iman. And their tongues are reciting the same things that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ recited. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهِ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ, Allah is sufficient for us. And Allah is the best protector. But maybe this message needs to be driven home for us, my brothers and sisters. Those who are not in that situation. Those who are not, perhaps, in a place like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا ذَٰلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ, that statement of the hypocrites who said, the people have gathered against you, so fear them. That statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا ذَٰلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَ, that was only the shaytan who was trying to make you afraid of his supporters, of the supporters of the shaytan. And this is one of the tactics of the shaitan, to distort reality. To distort the reality of what is happening, because the shaitan will come and say that you can never win. There's no victory to be had here. Give up. What are you doing? You're just wasting your life. People are dying. There's nothing to be gained here. We see this, that this is the statement of the shaitan and the awliya of the shaitan. The supporters and the allies of the shaitan. This was the same statement of the hypocrites at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. So today, my brothers and sisters, if you hear people criticizing the believers who are standing up for their iman, who have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are saying, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ, if you find people criticizing them today, then know they are following in the footsteps of the shaitan and the allies of the shaitan. They are following the footsteps and the path of the hypocrites of this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah tells us that it's only the shaitan who makes you fearful of his own allies. And Allah then reminds us, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ, do not fear them. وَخَافُونِي, rather fear Allah. Allah says, وَخَافُونِي, fear me. In kuntum mu'mineen, if you are believers, if your faith is intact, if you have iman, if your faith can be put into action, then fear Allah over those who are a threat to you. Do not fear the allies of the shaitan, rather fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from this, my brothers and sisters, we learn that the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only an essential part of our faith, an essential part of our iman, but it is actually empowering. It is a source of strength. And we'll break down in a little bit what we mean by the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we know that this is a command from Allah. Allah says, fear me and do not fear them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi fattaqoon, my servants have my taqwa. And part of taqwa is fear. Part of taqwa, my brothers and sisters, is fear. It is from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we submit to Allah, that we don't want to do that which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are careful about our faith, that we are careful to live our lives in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ibadi, fattaqoon. Allah says, my servants have my taqwa. Brothers and sisters, we know that when we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it empowers us to obey Allah over everyone else. It empowers us to make sure we can make it through the strengths and the trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us through, no matter what people say. I'll give you another example in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ankabut mentions something very similar. The statement of the hypocrites versus those who have iman. The statement and the methodology and the way of the hypocrites, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. That among the people are those who say, we believe in Allah. So it's right now, it's a statement on their tongue. Right? And we are warned about this many times in the Quran and the Sunnah, that our faith is not just a statement. Yes, to testify to our iman in Allah is part of iman. But faith, my brothers and sisters, is found on our tongues. It is housed in our heart. And it flows through our bodies and it is found in our actions. This is why we find in the Quran that the action is always tied in with iman, if there's any doubt. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and they follow up with good deeds. Our deeds are part of our actions. And so here in Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah tells us, from the people, there are those who say with their tongues, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. We believe in Allah. فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. Allah tells us that these people who say that we believe in Allah, if they face some hardship or calamity or suffering in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make it as if it is a punishment. They view it as a punishment. Because psychologically, my brothers and sisters, there's a very big difference between the people of iman and the people who don't have iman. And the people and the hypocrites, we say, even though they say with their tongues, we believe, but their iman is not there. Because it's not found in their heart. It's just a statement on their tongue. And obviously their actions don't have that iman as well. So the psychology, the mindset of a believer is that when we hear, when we face some hardship, some trials, some difficulty, we understand that this is a trial from Allah. We understand that our path forward is patience and reward. That as long as we are patient, as long as we have the taqwa of Allah, as long as we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything we do will be rewarded by Allah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who have, as long as a person has taqwa and they have patience, the fear and consciousness of Allah, which dictates our actions, and then we are patient with the outcome of that. Because when we submit to Allah, we have taqwa, we do the right thing, even though it is difficult, it requires patience. It is difficult, yes, but there's patience. Allah says, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah will not allow the reward of those who do good, those who do ihsan, to be lost. And this is a very different mindset, my brothers and sisters. Because that means that even if we don't see success in our life, we still work. Because we're working for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our definition of success. Is my reward secured with Allah or not? Even if we don't see victory and success in our life, our hearts are content. We are content because we are worshipping Allah, we are submitting and surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says their reward will never go to waste. And so Allah tells us, as for those who only had iman on their tongues, إِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ, if they are harmed in the path, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ, they view this fitna, this trial, كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ, as a punishment. And they say, oh, what we're doing is wrong. We should not be doing this. This is a punishment of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. There are those today who look at our brothers and sisters suffering around the world and they say they have made a mistake and this is a punishment of Allah. May Allah protect us. This is a statement, my brothers and sisters, of the hypocrites. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that tells us these same people, وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنْ. These same people that when victory and help comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ. We were with you. right? When it's advantageous to be amongst the believers, to be amongst the people of faith, they say, we are with you. And so my brothers and sisters, what we are going through today, a lot of this battle for us, those of us who are physically not in danger, physically we're not putting our bodies on the line, physically not fighting for our own freedom. My brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves, what is the state of my heart? Where am I with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is my iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secure? Do I have the same reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I have the same khawf and khashya and taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The same fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because fear, my brothers and sisters, is not only at a time when we are in danger, not only at a time when our lives are on the line. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have the fear of Allah, then that means we are conscious of the azab, the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want to protect ourselves from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for us in our daily lives, when it comes to the disobedience of Allah, if we have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it stops us from committing a sin. If we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that we have committed a sin, and if we're in a sin, we want to stop it immediately. It means that if we have committed a sin and the sin is over, that we don't want to return to that sin. It means that if the sin is over, we want to quickly repent from that sin. This, my brothers and sisters, is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this fear is the fear that is once again a motivator for us. What pulls us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not fear them, rather fear me if you are true believers. And so we find that this fear is part of our iman. Because we know it is part of our iman that nothing escapes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sometimes when we look at natural fear, right? Fear is natural. There's fear when we fear something that will harm our bodies or harm us physically or harm us in some way. What are we fearing? We're fearing the consequences of something. Right? A tiger comes into the room. Are we afraid of the tiger? Are we afraid of the consequences of the tiger being there? Well, we're afraid of the consequences of the tiger being there because it's a threat to our life and our safety and so on and so forth. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not that we fear Allah just for the sake of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate and most just. And this is why Allah jalla wa ala tells us that on the day of judgment, there are people who will cry out, not because they have faced some punishment of Allah, because they become aware that everything that they did was recorded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَوُدِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. That on the day of judgment, the book, meaning the record of our deeds will be placed, laid open. And the mujrimun, the wicked, the oppressors, the wrongdoers, they will be in fear of what is written in this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. They will say, woe be to us, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What type of book is this? What type of record is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. What type of book is this? That there's nothing big nor small except that it is found in this book. Every deed, a believer understands this. Every single deed of ours, every small amount of oppression and wrongdoing will be found on that day, on the day of judgment. And Allah tells us, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They will find everything that they did, small or big, it is found, it is in this book. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحْدًا. And your Lord does not oppress and wrong anyone. And this also tells us, my brothers and sisters, of the justice and how that justice leads to hope. We'll talk about that shortly. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ وَالْغَفِرُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا وسيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. So we're talking about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a believer that dictates our actions. It either serves as a deterrent for us to not wrong anyone, including our own selves, by sinning and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but not also wronging others. That is what the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala serves as, that's the purpose it serves for us as believers. And we talked about accountability. How we all understand as believers that we will be accountable for our deeds. And we mentioned how when the record of our deeds is laid open on the Day of Judgment, it will contain every deed, big and small. And a believer lives their life with that in mind. The pleasure of Allah above the pleasure of anyone else. My brothers and sisters, this is actually a message of hope as well. Because as we see oppression and wrongdoing happening in the world today, we can begin to lose hope. We can begin to feel that justice will not be served. But it is part of our iman once again, that we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most just, that every deed is recorded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not think that Allah is unaware of what the wrongdoers are doing. Every deed, no matter how small, no matter how big, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. And then Allah says, إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. Allah is only delaying them, meaning Allah is only delaying their punishment. لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah is only delaying them until a day when their eyes will stare in horror. So when we look at our brothers and sisters, our own children around the world being slaughtered, and maimed, and killed, and suffering, we remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these people, number one, they have chosen Allah above everything else. And that is a lesson for us, that in our lives, do we choose Allah above everything else or not? And number two, we remember that the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best justice. People may escape the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, but in the afterlife, no one will escape the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, sometimes the shaitan comes to us and says, why? Why is it taking so long? Why is the help of Allah taking so long? Why are those who are evil, those who are causing bloodshed and harm and oppression, why are they living so long? Why is this evil continuing for so long? And we know the answer. Allah is only delaying them until the day when their punishment will be severe. And on top of that, my brothers and sisters, remember that Allah will not punish anyone unjustly. Allah will not, no matter how much we may dislike someone, Allah will not punish them unjustly. We may in this life dislike someone, and because of our dislike of them, we may punish them unjustly or beyond the punishment that they deserve. But Allah will only punish people according to their own deeds. So when we see Allah delaying someone's death, delaying someone's demise, it is possible that Allah is delaying them so that their punishment in the afterlife will be more severe. So never think that delay means justice will not be served. As a matter of fact, it is from the qadr, the will, the decree, and then ultimate knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah sometimes delays the punishment of the wrongdoers. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from his punishment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the fear and the taqwa and the awareness and the khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way Allah deserves that we be afraid of him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring relief to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Palestine, and the rest of the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their dead amongst the shuhada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon their dead. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure their injured and their sick and their ailing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us with our brothers and sisters from Gaza in Jannah. Allahumma ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make his justice swift and severe. Allahumma ameen.